arts, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is The Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to The Desert Scene. We're happy to have you here and very happy to welcome to the show Elise Pickett, who is co-founder of the Film Society of Screwball Comedy. Love that. And there's a big series coming up at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Hey, Bonnie. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, good. So I love this. This is the first time I've seen sort of a definition of what screwball comedy is. I love that. Screwball comedy genre. Women are self-directed, unconventional. Love that. Satire on relationships, traditional institutions. Fun with fast, witty dialogue and silly, not sentimental. I love that. So how did you get involved with the Society of Screwball Comedy?
Well, it comes from a lifetime passion of really enjoying these very different type of comedies. You could tell right off the bat they're different from sincere, earnest, romantic comedies. They're so much fun and clever dialogue, very fast movement, and because of censorship, the writers had to be just so nuanced, and they're just so much fun. So I started noodling around many years ago now, trying to find others that might be interested, trying to get research, buying books on screwball comedy. And I found that there wasn't really a presence, a virtual presence about the genre. It's kind of been neglected. Mm-hmm. Its cousins like film noir are so popular, but yet screwball comedy doesn't get a whole lot of love. So my co-founder and partner in life, Ed Schrader, and I decided to organize an organization to focus on it, to focus on screening these special films on large theater screens and educating the public, and also doing research, providing research for film scholars, and with the intent also to restore films that are starting to disintegrate.
Well, that's fabulous. I love that. So are you based in L.A. or based here in Palm Springs?
We are based in Palm Springs, but we do travel to other theaters in other regions with the screwball comedies.
And what kind of response have you gotten? Have you gotten people saying, finally, somebody's focusing on this? What kind of reaction have you gotten?
Yes, when we had the film series in 2023 at the historic Camelot Theater at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, initially of the 10 film series, it started small. By the end, the theater had set an attendance record for a non-film festival showing.
Wow.
So definitely there is a real interest there. And especially we're in a hot political year. We've got an election coming up. People need fun. They need sexy. They need escapism.
Yes.
And, you know, the beautiful costumes and these beautiful people acting very silly. Another distinguishing characteristic of the screwball comedy is you have the stars of the film being so silly, mm-hmm. and they are the butt of the jokes. And that was very unusual for Hollywood. And it's so fun to see.
Where do you find the copies of these particular, obviously you want to get a copy that's in really good shape if you're going to screen it on a large screen. How do you put together your archive of these?
Well, we have an extensive catalog and database of the screwball film genre from the beginning of the Great Depression through World War II. But in terms of the physical films, we do have a booker that we work with who secures the best copies available. And Bonnie, I'm excited to report that we are again partnering with the UCLA Film Archive, who is providing for us 35mm prints on the nitrate film, so that rich detail, literally that silver glow that you get in the mm-hmm. original 35mm prints, mm-hmm. we have two this season that we'll be showing at the Camelot Theater as part of this series.
That's great. That's fabulous. And do you have, since you've done so much research on this, I know it's kind of like picking your favorite child, but do you have sort of a favorite screwball comedy of yours that really stands out?
Oh, Bonnie, you're right. It is like picking one child over another. Boy, I have so many that I love. But this season we have a couple of my favorites. Certainly the kickoff Arsenic and Old Lace, which mm-hmm. is happening on Sunday, March 3rd, with Cary Grant, the greatest movie star of all and the mm-hmm. greatest screwball comedy icon.
Yeah.
And then The Awful Truth, also with Cary Grant, on March 17th. We have yet a third with Cary Grant coming up, and that is Holiday in May. So we've got three with the immortal Cary Grant, but we have a nice spread of many different stars and different plot lines and elements. So it should be a nice variety for Coachella Valley residents and visitors to stop by and visit.
I've only seen a couple of them, but I like the Thin Man. The Thin Man always had, was the little dog, is it Asta? Was Asta
yeah.
and all of the Thin Men? Yeah, I think it's so cute. Those are really fun.
And, you know, Asta was a major movie star and appeared in not only the Thin Man series, but a number of screwball comedies, including The Awful Truth, that's in part of this series. So we're going to get two Astas this season. We are showing the after the Thin Man, and there's hot contention within the film community of if the original Thin Man is the best of the series or after the Thin Man. So we showed the original last season. We're showing after the Thin Man, and we're bringing out a Thin Man expert. Author Rob Kozlowski is traveling from Chicago to present the film and engage in a discussion on it after the screening, and he will be signing his book that he's written called Becoming Nick and Nora. It's a dual biography of William Powell and Myrna Loy, the two stars of Nick and Nora Charles of the Thin Man series. And so that's going to be a special treat for Coachella Valley
and
attendees.
And there's a couple of them. So Arsenic and Old Lace, you have author Stephen C. Smith. So tell us about his connection with this whole thing.
Well, Bonnie, he is a renowned film historian and expert. He's a national speaker. He's written a definitive biography on Max Steiner and on Bernard Herrmann. They are both film composers of the highest order. And Arsenic and Old Lace, the underscore, was written, composed by Max Steiner. So Mr. Smith will be giving a presentation, introduction before the film, and helping us viewers to know special things about the musical score to look for as the film is screened. And then afterward, he and I will be discussing the film, and we'll be talking. The theme of his presentation is the music and pacing of the screwball comedy. So that's going to be fun, and lots of new insights that are going to be that if you're just watching the film on your TV, you're not going to see all the detail, the beautiful print on the huge screen, and Mr. Smith's presentation.
And then also on April 27th, The Palm Beach Story, and the 28th, Design for Living, you have author Molly Haskell, who's going to chat. Tell us a little bit about that.
She is a legendary film critic and film writer. She is coming out from New York to appear at the film series. She will be having book signing. She will be attending a reception for attendees who buy the all-access pass. For only $95, they will have access to all 10 films through that period from March to May, and they will be given admittance to the VIP lounge upstairs at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, and they will have the opportunity to meet Ms. Haskell and talk to her about her storied life in film criticism. She was just a leader. She also was the consort of legendary critic and writer Andrew Saris. They had a long-term marriage and film partnership. And so that's going to be happening April 27th. And this is the only time it will be a Saturday evening screening of The Palm Beach Story, a fantastic Preston Sturges film, one of his masterpieces. And then the next afternoon on Sunday, she will be presenting Design for Living, which is, of course, Ernst Lubitsch masterpiece. So that's going to be really fun and special for audiences to see.
All right. So how does somebody get, if somebody's interested in and partaking in some of these films or all of these films, how do they get tickets? How do they find more info?
Well, thank you for asking. They can first go onto the Film Society of Screwball Comedies website, and you can write that all out, .org, or you can do FSOSC, which are the initials for the Film Society of Screwball Comedy, .org, or they can go on the Palm Springs Cultural Center's website, and you're directly linked to buy tickets or the All Access Pass through Eventbrite. Either one of the websites will get you to the ticket purchasing site.
Excellent. Well, this sounds like such fun. And thank you so much for putting this all together and having this interest in screwball comedy and bringing them all to folks here in Palm Springs at the Cultural Center. Thank you so much. Elise Pickett, again, check it out. Screwball Comedy Sunday series kicks off March 3rd. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure, Bonnie.
All right. Thank you to Elise. And we'll see the rest of you then next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.